Why quality management needs to be considered in your project is the first principle rule we believe in. And today it is imperative that you build in quality into your development from day one, so you can minimize your risk. If you don't consider quality of your product or service that you are delivering in your project, it's going to have bigger impact within your project from an aspect of time, even your scope, because as you are executing on your project, if you didn't think about quality, you may end up doing a lot of rework, which is also going to impact on your budget. So it is critical to also integrate quality management from day one, because there could be in standards and regulations that you also have to consider, and you don't want to be thinking of that at the end. You want to do it upfront in the design work. Now, I know quality management can seem a little bit overwhelming from a planning perspective, but don't fret, because I'm going to help you break it down. Understand the project objective and the detail. Now, this is your scope statement, which is going to be have all your detail in here, your justification, your actual statement, and the ins and outs. This is going to be critical when it comes to quality management plan, because this is where you are setting up this stage from day one of looking at quality and building it into your project plan. So, for example, if you are building some sort of hardware and it's for the general public, you also want to consider accessibility needs. And in your ins and outs, you are going to have to talk about, you may have to have AEDA regulation, and that's part of the quality, so that you are not designing and building something which is for able bodies, but is for all bodies, disabled, whatever that may be, identify stakeholders as a department, even external sources that are going to need to be part of your quality management plan. Now you already have a project team, you already have your general stakeholders that you need, but this is why you consider your quality management plan, because there may be some additional people who didn't even think about that is going to give you the additional information source. They may have to execute tasks or just have the fundamental knowledge that you need in order to really ensure that the deliverables that your product is looking to create and implement is going to be successful from day one, and minimizing the amount of rework. That's why we do quality project plans, to minimize our rework. Define quality criteria. Once you know all the players, you know how to define the criteria that each player and that stakeholders is going to have to come to the table with. Quality criteria can take into account functionality, standards, regulations that they need to take into account when helping you with the design of what you are trying to accomplish. This could also include some testing and standards. One thing to consider, for example, is Lean Six Sigma, the standards behind that is fruit ISO 9000. There's regulation and rules that you have to take into account to build into your product, and that is something that you are going to be handing off to someone, which is why you need to have that quality plan.